This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got some information for you today coming from the church in America. Blasphemy, period. Blasphemy. It's called Daring the Justice of God. Racing to destruction. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Well, the church in America, those that have been put up to be the church, 1 Kings 13:33, it's interesting to note that televangelists and megachurch Trump supporters, did you hear about this, friends? They're being bought off. The price, the soul of America. We're going to hit those topics in just a couple minutes here. Listen, I got my friend Nick Hillman out in northern Minnesota who visited yesterday. The streets, he took it to the streets in protest of those that are protesting who we are, who are being used to upend our Constitution for the very purpose of establishing a new order. They're useful idiots. They don't know it. They need to be taught that. They've been dummied down. They've been desensitized. And that's why Nick went and took the time to go educate them. And we've been hearing for some time now that BLM was going to be coming into smaller rural towns in the state of Minnesota. Directives coming from CARE Minnesota, the Terror Tide organization in Minnesota, giving the directives. Jelani Hussein, CARE Minnesota, as a matter of fact, sits on Tim Walz's government board, Council on Law Enforcement. Folks, this is insanity. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to pull Nick up. Nick, you there, my friend?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
And I thought I would just go ahead and give Nick the opportunity to tell the American people what's on the horizon, what's taking place here in the state of Minnesota, and what took place yesterday, because you can rest assured they're going to try doing it where you're at as well, regardless if you're in the city or if you're in a rural town. Nick, what took place yesterday in northern Minnesota?
Well, yesterday here in Brainerd, I woke up in the morning and heard that from a few people that BLM was coming right to the hometown. So I said, well, you know, I think we're going to go check this out. So made my way into Brainerd, and I heard it was supposed to be three busloads coming at about 1 p.m. to protest one of our senators, Paul Gazelka, in front of his own business there in Baxter. So I arrived a little early.
Why are they protesting him, Nick? I'm just curious. Why are they protesting Paul Gazelka?
Because he's not giving in on what they want for their movement to move forward as far as things with the police and defunding the police and funding for the police and new reformation there that they want to further restrict them and increase training and different things is kind of what I heard.
Okay, sensitive training, yep. Okay.
Yep. So 1 o'clock rolls around, there's no one there, it's just us. Probably about, 50 to 70 of us patriots, most of them which were veterans with their wives. I got a lot of comments saying, wow, good to have a young person in the crowd join us, got a lot of that. We did grow in numbers later as it came. There's a few locals that came that had BLM, Black Lives Matters, banners and stood down the way from us, approached them, some others as well, and myself. We approached them and just kind of asked them some questions of what they stood for, what they think BLM stands for. Get a lot of mixed reviews. They don't quite grasp it. We all were holding signs, either flags, American flags, the American flag with the blue stripe to support our police. A lot of people had those as well, because they came here as well to defund the police. So they seemed to just want to put it all about Black Lives Matters. And we were all holding All Lives Matter signs. Most of the people had a sign that said All Lives Matters on the opposing side of this protest. And when asked, why don't All Lives Matter, they said, well, it's just Black lives that are under attack.
Oh.
I said, well, you're sadly mistaken, because I feel like every American citizen is under attack today. And, you ask these individuals, multiple individuals, I said, do you know God? Do you know who God is? And I had multiple different things like, I don't need your God, or F your God. Lots of things. They blow it off. They turn around, walk away. They have no more to say to that. They say, oh, you're going to pull that now, huh?
Yeah. And Nick, I'm curious. Can I get you to just roll backwards just a little bit? What did it look like? Because you were contacting me from Brainerd yesterday, and you were telling me they still haven't arrived yet. When they did arrive, what did that look like?
Well, we've seen, so they probably had 10 locals on the BLM side of things, and then all of a sudden we seen a school bus go by, and I thought I seen on the some stickers on the side on the windows that were black, and I couldn't read it as they were going by, but I think it said Black Lives Matters. You see these little stickers on the window of a yellow school bus, and just seen one bus, and all of a sudden we were just down the road from a Super One Foods. I think they unloaded in the parking lot away from where we were protesting, and they all of a sudden came in kind of a crowd and walked around the corner of the building to come then meet us. When they showed up again, almost every single one, I won't say every single one, there were a few that weren't, but 90% were wearing masks. There wasn't one person on the Patriot side, that's what I'm going to call it, not one person had a mask on.
Because
to show where their alliance lies.
Exactly.
It shows who they are.
Exactly. Well, it's bought and paid for, first and foremost. Those buses are bought and paid for. They're paid protesters. I've literally had this happen to me when I was in Michigan. Probably happened to me again next month when I'm in Michigan. But the fact of the matter is people need to understand what this is about. It's paid protesters. They bring in little groups. Did the media show up, Nick?
Local Brainerd dispatchers there. I didn't see anything outside of that, like any bigger like Twin Cities things.
Okay.
Come up this
way. Of course not.
But Brainerd dispatchers there. We had some of the people on our side. They were videoing and had their GoPros and cell phones out, and they were doing some stuff. I think they do some local podcast stuff in this area as well.
Sure. Hold on with me, Nick. I'm going to take a hard break, and I'm going to pull you right back up. Can you hang with me for a minute?
Sure thing.
Okay, I appreciate it. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You can also jump to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and join us on YouTube today if you'd like. We're broadcasting into 126 cities across the United States of America, as well as into 53 different countries. We appreciate you. But again, if you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles every day combating the lies to the mainstream media. Along with the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. Or, my friends, you can go over to that, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Go ahead and click us on. Click on, go to the right side of the page, and join us on live chat. Also wanted to let you know, too, we appreciate you making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different radio shows available on Genesis Communication Networks. We totally appreciate that. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, we're talking to Nick Hillman, who took the time yesterday to go to the streets in protest of BLM, who are paid subversives to go stir it up. And I was making the point just a moment ago during the first segment that Jelani Hussein, the head of Council on American Islamic Relations, a terror-tied organization, is found to be the one giving the directives to BLM in going into these rural towns now and stirring things up. And I want you to understand what's going on here, friends. Recently, the head of the terror-tied organization, the Council on American Islamic Relations, Jelani Hussein, here in the state of Minnesota, stated that America is at the cusp of a transition, of a revolution. He went on to add, CARE Minnesota has stood on the side of justice in Minnesota for over a decade, and we continue to fight that battle alongside of all of you today. Now, listen to what their version of justice is. He said, we stand with the protesters, not just in voice, but in action. We are using our resources to educate, really to indoctrinate the public. Lobby for policy change, not lawful change, which undermines the U.S. Constitution. He goes on and says to defend the oppressed, the transgressors, friends, 1 John 3:4, and to protect the weak in our communities, which are really those that want the power to rule over the lawful. He said, we are at the center of the revolution, and we must be champions of justice according to the Quran at all costs. Friends, I have a question for you. Council on American-Islamic Relations is a terror-tied organization. What in the world is he doing on Governor Tim Walz's board concerning the Council on Law Enforcement in America? Their whole objective is to remove the police. Why? Because, well, like their father, they hate the law. They hate our Heavenly Father. They don't want rule. They want anarchy. As a matter of fact, that's where these people came from. So let's go back over to Nick Hillman in Minnesota. By the way, thank you for joining me, my little brother, and exposing and taking the time to go out in the streets and doing what few are willing to do today. Going back to Brainerd, when the buses were unloaded and they came out, were they aggressive? Were they hostile? What was their objective? Was their objective was it just to get the media there, take a couple pictures so they can set the narrative and let everybody know in Brainerd, you're going to back down now because we're going to send in BLM and we'll do it again if we have to? What was the vibe, per se, there in Brainerd?
As far as aggression goes, I mean, there maybe was a little bit from both sides, even just standing our ground and what we believe in. They came, and there was I believe it must have been the city of Baxter. They came and put up kind of like some orange road sign barricades to kind of keep, all right, this is your side, and we were already established, so they set this up. The few locals that were there were on the other side of it. As they came in, they came right around that. There was kind of an invisible line drawn in the ditch between a service road and main highway 210 going through Baxter. And that was kind of it right there. I mean, it was nose to nose, back and forth, chanting, ranting, talking. You know, I talked to many of them. Just, you know, let's take it down a notch here and let's just talk. I want to know what you guys are here for. And that's where it comes down to what you're talking about earlier here, just before you had me on, with the whole thing of defunding the police and how confused these people really are. Mm-hmm. They had a megaphone, and this lady was talking about, you know, we asked, why are you here? And she went on to say that they're here to, Paul Gazelka would not answer them down there, so they're coming to him. Well, they're coming here to him under a BLM movement that she didn't even understand. I said, what does BLM stand for? I said, why are you here to defund our police here? She said, well, we're not. And she said, you should do a little research on BLM before you start criticizing us. And I said, what do you mean you're not here to defund the police? I said, I think you need to talk to some of the people in your group right here, because there's one, and there's one. And I pointed out three or four different people that had defund the police. They're protesting that right here in Brainerd Baxter. Well, why are they here protesting that if that's not what you're protesting, that's not what you're standing up for?
Yeah. Well, let me interject a thought real quick. Abraham Lincoln said this. He said, whoever can change public opinion, this is what the media is busy doing, whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically so. That's what this is about. You look at a lot of these protesters across the board, Nick, they don't even know what they're protesting. They're just doing what their friends are doing. They're just following along whoever's leading the way. And that's really what it comes down to on so many different fronts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talked to some of the locals that weren't from the Twin Cities that did not on the bus. And, you know, I asked them what their take on everything was. And they said, well, we just want justice. We want justice for George Floyd, and we want justice on everything. I said, well, you know what? We could stand together on this instead of be divided on that exact thing. I said, you look at this side, because there are sides here, unfortunately. It shouldn't be that way. But I said, there is. And the simple fact is, everyone on this side wants justice, too. I don't care if you're a police officer, a firefighter, in the medical field, a physician, or a homeless person on the street. In a crime, you should be punished for that.
That's right. That's right.
And they said, yeah, I agree. I said, well, then we can agree on something. And that's... they came in under a name of BLM that they don't even really, like you always say it, they don't even know what they're sticking up for.
No, they don't.
They do no research. They're useful idiots. That's what they are.
That's really what it is. And what's so awesome about what you did there yesterday was the fact that you took the time to educate them. Now, I've done this before. I remember Minnesota Family Council did an event in St. Cloud, Minnesota. It was on the whole homosexual gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind issue. And they were just sitting there talking to about 100, 200 people of churchgoers, congregationalists, and they were just basically capping on the sodomites is what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Across the street, Nick, were a bunch of transgenders and kids that thought they were gay. They're not gay. They're just confused is what it is, Daniel 9-7. And I took the time, and so did the guy that was with me in the ministry. We took the time to cross over the line and start to have a conversation with them. And it shows you where the older generation is with the younger generation, and there's no connection there whatsoever. And I think that the older generation forgets that these younger generation, these protesters and these looters, that's the harvest of the older generation. Luke 7:35 tells us that wisdom is justified by her children, and they don't want to take responsibility. But it's a different take when you have young people going in there and talking to other young people to educate them, because there's so far and few between that are willing to actually take the time and cross the line and love on them enough to tell them, listen, what are you standing for? I'm not here capping on you. I just want to know, what is it that you think you're standing for? Now, let's make reference to the law in our conversation, because Lady Justice is blind. She's got a blindfold on. This isn't an issue of color, but that's the narrative the media has been setting, a black-white issue to divide the people, and that's what those young people think that they're doing out there, is they're standing up on the black, on the behalf of the blacks that are being oppressed by the whites and those bad cops. You know, as if to suggest, going back to George Floyd, as you just said, as if to suggest Mr. Chauvin, this rogue cop that killed him with his knee in the back of his neck, represented the whole police force. This is absolutely ridiculous. Right. And I think these young people need to understand that they have tear-tied subversives that are being used inside of this government to give the directives to go ahead and stir it up. Nobody would do that unless it was a foreigner who means to conquer America. And this goes back to the whole Muslim infiltration and their whole objective to conquer America. This is what they're doing in the guise of hiding behind the BLM. I wanted to ask you in closing here, Nick, did the media report locally on what took place there?
Yes, they did. I haven't read it yet, but they said something about the stand. I seen the headline of it. Someone sent it to me. It just said something about some people stand off against BLM and something about with Gazelka.
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious because that's what they were looking for. That was their objective, and I'm just curious to know what the slant was, because I can almost bet you 99 times out of 100 it's against the law in what they're warring against. Thank you, Nick Hillman from Brainerd. I totally appreciate your time.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to suggest that the defund police movement is just a fad that will simply fade away over time.
We always stand with the incredible men and women of law enforcement. We will never, ever defund our police, okay? That I can tell you. We're not defunding police. Well, I assume this is going to be a fad. We'll call it a fad, but it's not something that will work very well, that I can tell you.
In some cities, including Minneapolis, where the killing of George Floyd in police custody first sparked the unrest, the city council moved to completely disband the city's police force. In other major cities, like New York and Los Angeles, lawmakers continue to move to redirect funding away from police departments and toward other social services. Stay updated with everything going on around the world at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. President Donald Trump has officially commuted the sentence of longtime advisor Roger Stone, who was found guilty of seeking to stop congressional and FBI investigations into alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. Stone was sentenced in February to 3 years and 4 months in prison after a trial late last year that found him guilty on all seven felony charges brought by special counsel Robert Mueller. Thousands of Chinese citizens have reportedly come into the United States since President Donald Trump restricted travel on foreign nationals in January, arriving from China after the coronavirus outbreak. According to a recent report by the Associated Press from the United States Commerce Department, over 8,000 Chinese nationals and foreign residents of Hong Kong and Macau have entered the United States over the last 3 months. More than 600 flights have brought in travelers from these areas after the president announced the travel ban in late January, and it was enacted on February 2nd. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, so, thanks again to my friend Nick Hillman. Totally appreciate you, little brother. This kid is a cool little kid. And I'm 6'5", so everybody's little to me. So I'm not saying that in a demeaning fashion. But he's a good kid. And he's out there doing the stuff, and he's practicing what he's preaching, and he's just learning it, friends. That's what's so awesome about him. So, again, thank you to our friend Nick Hillman out in Brainerd, Minnesota, for taking his stand. We're far and few between are willing to do so. Now, listen, this is what we're going to get to in just a couple minutes. Blasphemy, daring the justice of God, racing to destruction. Here, I'll put a little salt on your tongue. The priest in New York City, a church, he calls a church, it's the Church of Satan, of course. But a priest in New York said, Christ is lesbian, gay, Christ is bisexual, he's transgender, and he's queer. This is a Catholic priest. Now, I'm just kind of curious. And by the way, it's not just the Catholics. It's the evangelicals as well. How many times do these guys got to get busted for pedophilia? And yet they're trying to normalize it by continuously pushing their message. How come the American people are giving a green light or a pass to the church that's called to be the light of the world to continuously spread their darkness? I'm curious. Okay, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. I also want to share with you, friends, this just came out yesterday, according to Reuters, right? They love to tell on the church. There's no question about it. But the fact of the matter is, the world's doing what the church should be doing. We should be judging ourselves. But the world sees the truth for what it is. And they're doing what the church should be doing. They just reported yesterday televangelist and megachurch Trump supporters being bought off. The price, the soul of America. This is incredible, friends. I did want to say this because I just heard during the break, okay, shooting from the hip here, as to what's going on with that of Roger Stone, just granted clemency. He was pardoned. His sentence was commuted by Donald Trump.
I don't know if you know anything about this guy, but I took a little time to check in on him. Roger Stone. The guy's a filthy animal. He's a filthy creep. But then again, when you look at Donald Trump hanging out with Giuliani, who dresses up as a woman during the gay pride parade, for those that didn't know, you can go online, you can see the pictures, there's thousands of them. You can watch the video where Donald actually kisses Mr. Giuliani, former mayor of New York City. Roger Stone's a part of the pack. I mean, if it's not Blagojevich and how many others that he's commuted or granted clemency to, those that he promised to prosecute are on book tours. So we know this. He knows how to set the criminals free, but we haven't seen Donald Trump actually prosecute the criminals that he promised that he would prosecute. Isn't that interesting? He's letting all the bad guys go. As we can see, these that he promised concerning draining the swamp, they're still on the horizon. And the media's got you believing that he's playing the victim to them that are attacking him. Well, keep in mind, those that are attacking him, Obama, the Clintons, so on and so forth, friends, pro wrestling at its very worst, are the ones that he has failed to prosecute. Read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. You'll understand why the wicked walk on every side. This is ridiculous. I want to go back to something and make one more point concerning what we were talking about during the first and second segment out there in Brainerd, Minnesota, when BLM showed up. I was highlighting the fact that Jelani Hussein, the head of the CARE organization, a Hamas terror-tied organization, guilty as charged over and over and over again, one that means to come into America and to conquer America, has been appointed to Tim Walz, this traitor, Luke 22:48. He's a traitor. He's a Marxist. He's a devil is what he is. Appointed Jelani Hussein to his Council on Law Enforcement. Listen, the Council on Law Enforcement, he's the player behind BLM, driving them to go to rural communities, right, to protest because they want to dismantle the police. Wait a second. Notice the title. Council on Law Enforcement wants to remove the police. You have individuals coming from the Middle East that are used to this sort of things, friends, concerning revolution, overthrow. Folks, they're war-torn nations. They're salt. They're rock. Okay? And they still continuously serve their false gods. They come over to America instead of being thankful for the law that keeps us free if abided by through grace, right? God has shed his grace upon us. The law detects, grace conquers. What does he do? He comes over here and he wants to overthrow our police. He sent me another letter yesterday. I want you to read this. He's bringing them right to my email for me, so I'm going to give it straight to you. This is Jelani Hussein, the head of CARE Minnesota. This is what he wrote. In this difficult time, I pray your family is safe and doing well. I want to share a thought with you. American writer and activist, listen to what his objective is. Writer and activist Michelle Alexander made a poignant statement in a recent essay. She said, I no longer believe that we can fix the police. Why is he advocating for the removal of the law? The removal of the law establishes a new form of law. Okay? These are the people that want to implement Sharia law in America. Keep in mind, Keith Ellison, who sits next to Jelani Hussein, also wants an influx of over 300% of Middle Eastern Muslims to come into the state of Minnesota alone. If you think it's just Minnesota that I'm talking about, I'm not. Keep in mind there's 18 other governors simultaneously that want to open the floodgates to those as well. 18 different states. This writer and activist that Jelani Hussein is referencing is Michelle Alexander. She said, I no longer believe that we can fix the police as though the police are anything other than a mere reflecting back to us the true nature of our democracy. We're not a democracy. Oh, folks, I would love to take these people to the task. And I've got a whole list of radio show invitations that we've sent out to these people, all the way from Planned Parenthood to these atheist organizations to the SPLC. Folks, they're not going to get on the radio with us. Because they know what they're doing is illegal, friends. That's why they use the mainstream media. They set up these little segments, and it's all pre-scripted and all pre-planned as to how they're going to do it, and then they throw it out there on the airwaves. Okay? This is what they do. It's got to be pre-scripted. It's got to be a set stage for them to do the things that they do. They can never shoot from the hip. They got to have a teleprompter. They have to have help. They have to have paid protesters. And they need a whole lot of ignorant people in this country that believe what they're doing is legitimate. And here's the gist. When the Lord said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, he meant just that. What a leaven the lump. Folks, this guy from CARE... it's from an organization that's tear-tied, that's helping BLM, all five members that they have, along in their way. If you talk to black leadership today across the boards, and I'm talking about rational leadership, every one of them separates themselves from the BLM. Why? Because they know what I'm telling you is exactly true. Folks, this is all fraud. This is all perpetuated fraud on the American people. Now listen to this. He goes on and says, she makes a valid point. Yes, we must work hard to change policies, make police accountable, which, by the way, I'm not opposed to. Reimagine and redesign. Listen, reimagine and redesign the system, said Jelani Hussein from CARE Minnesota, the Tear Tide organization. Well, folks, these people need to be called and taken to task. There's no doubt about it. He said, and that is what CARE Minnesota is working hard to accomplish, to reimagine and to redesign the system. America, why are you allowing this? He goes on and says, in ending, we must also have a revolution of values that radically upends the basic structure of our society. He said this. Hey, wife. He said this. This is subversive. This is treason to the American system of government. Why isn't Paul, instead of Paul Gazelka in the state of Minnesota, playing the victim as he's being protested? Welcome to the club, Paul. We wouldn't be here right now, Paul Gazelka, had you done your job long ago. Why is it that you haven't drawn up Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution and dealt with these people, namely the governor of the state who appoints a tear-tied organization, namely Jelani Hussein from CARE Minnesota, who is literally saying with his own mouth, friends, we want a revolution of values. We want to radically upend the basic structure of our society. He said this in ending, friends, our democracy does not serve the people, but it is our democracy. This is how he's writing this, friends, okay? If we want to change, we must change our hearts, our minds, and our priorities. I want to tell you this, friends. If I was to sit here with the constitutional, God-fearing judge right now, I would lay to that individual and ask the question, is this treason? It wouldn't take him or her a half a second to reply, of course this is treason. Hey friends, then what are they doing here? These are the ones helping things along with BLM. They don't have the support. They don't have the life, friends, behind this movement outside of what the media gives them. This is a lesson you've got to learn. I'm going to come back and make one more point, and we're going to get to our topic here. But it's important you understand this is going on in your country today. And again, just like I said yesterday, I'm not talking to a third world country, friends. I'm talking to you, America. The enemy is within, and the sword is without. Does that sound familiar? That is scripture, brothers, sisters. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know that Bradley Dean, you know, who is he? Come on. Who is that? Who does he think he is? I mean, Bradley, what have you ever done? I mean, you know, I'm a believer too, but I just think that Bradley Dean, he takes it too far because, you know, I know the word says, you know, things like faith without works is dead. James 2:14-26. Yeah, I know it's all there, but I just think Bradley's too serious about what he's saying. Oh, and you know what the answer back by the Holy Ghost is tell the people, those that are not valiant for the truth, judgment falls upon those nations. Tell the people, those that lay it not to heart, judgment falls upon those nations. Isn't it interesting? We have a bunch of useful idiots that will take to the streets to protest. They don't even know what for or on whose behalf, but they'll actually go out there and do. And what do we hear from those in the church? Well, I'll pray for them. I'll pray for them. Oh, Bradley, I'm doing my part. Had my friend Nick down there yesterday, this young baby Christian, taken to the streets, feeding on the Word of God and going out there and doing this stuff. Where's the older generation that tells them all about the problems? You can't find those guys. And they wonder why their country's cursed. Why the judgments of God are falling upon their children. They love their kids so much. They're MIA. Well, their kids are going out and taking care of business. Oh, I know who I'm talking to.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Man, Bradley! Come on, that's why we love other conservative talk show, man. They just continuously fuel the lying narrative between the left and the right, which continuously divides us. We want something to talk about. And Bradley, you're just taking it too far. When we have to go to the streets and actually stand up for what we believe in, you mean like Protestant has meaning? Protestant? Oh yeah, that's right. Hey folks, isn't faith in the doing? Isn't the doing actually an action word? I mean, isn't that like kind of synonymous with like deed, act, activity, move, right? Take the initiative. Steps, measure, activity, movement, work, working, effort, exertion, maneuver, achievement, accomplishment, venture, enterprise, undertaking, exploit, gesture. Oh, man, Bradley, that's just too much. That's just too much. I need to turn the channel right now, and I need someone to tell me and give me more information on the bad guys that we already know are the bad guys and what they're doing to assail our freedoms today. Just as I've deceived myself into believing they haven't been doing it for the last, what, 3 and 4 and 5 decades in this country, and they're still free to do it today. Oh, let the kids deal with them. I've never seen so many cowards in all of my life. Oh, by the way, I wanted to go back to Nick, this young man that's out there standing up for our country, protesting those that don't know the difference. It's interesting to note that he said the old veterans were out here with me. Shame on you, America. I remember after September 11th, talking with one of the Band of Brothers in New York who got one of his legs blown off. His name was Bill Garnier. He's passed on now. A war hero with the 101st, 506th unit. He told our receptionist, "I need to go get my rifle." He fought in World War II. Nick told us on the radio today, the veterans, the old veterans were out there with me today. They're willing to do it again. And again. And again. And when I look at those veterans, I look at what the people have done with their sacrificed and trampling it underfoot. They love their country so much, like a politician, they'll allow someone else to die for it. That's why we're talking about what we're talking about today. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here doing what I know is true out of testimony, because if I haven't done it, I have no business telling you to do it. I've done it 1,000 times. And I'm going to continuously do it as long as the Lord allows me to do so. Because I believe at the end of the day, we win. Because, again, the Word tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail. When you get a moment, friends, read Exodus 20:3. How do you excuse yourselves from what the Word promises? God is not a man that he should lie, and people are saying, well, where's God at? Well, he's in those that meet him on his terms. That's where he's at. And like Whitfield said, either we're going to bless the Lord and he's going to be glorified in salvation, or he's going to be glorified in judgment. He will. That's my daddy. That is my daddy, and here we are. And the reason I'm covering this right now, friends, is because I can watch on live chat. I can watch my live feed. People don't like being told the truth. People like to hear the things that they want to hear. They want to be entertained out of their freedoms to their own damnation. Yep, you heard me right. Your own damnation. And they continuously go on with them bad selves. I want you to remember this, because I'm going to tee this up for the next hour. We've got 2 hours today. And go back to our conversation with Nick.
and Jelani Hussein from CARE that sits on the governor's board in the state of Minnesota as the Council on Law Enforcement, who's tearing away at American law, that's calling for a revolution, right? When you look at these subversive organizations that have been tolerated over the last 8 decades in this country, such as Planned Parenthood. Oh, no big deal. No big deal when Margaret first came out. No big deal. By the way, Bill Gates' daddy and mommy actually ran that organization for decades. No big deal. Planned Parenthood, no, there's no harm done here. 60 million babies murdered. Whoa! I mean, you accomplices out there, you do nothings, you act like you're not responsible for those 60 million babies. Oh, yes, you are before God. And you rest assured these words will come back to you in judgment. Okay? Oh, and we're on the precipice, friends. Rest assured, we're on the precipice. I've been preaching to this point for going on how many decades now? We have such subversive organizations such as American Civil Liberties, who is zeroing in on the church, and Americans know that they're a communist organization. In other words, they don't have the law to back up what they do outside of corrupt judges. Did you know that the ACLU is now helping Muslims into public schools, defending them against you, America? Did you know that? Well, if you'd have listened to the founder of the ACLU, Mr. Baldwin, you would have understood who they were right off the bat. The end of the ACLU is communism. That's what he said. What about the Southern Poverty Law Center? Oh, no harm done here. You know, they play the stand-in for the victims, too. But keep in mind, the Southern Poverty Law Center used to protect KKK members from the black people that they violated down south, just for the record. Oh, what's the big deal, Bradley? And I'm bringing this to CARE. Now you have Council on American Islamic Relations, your enemy, mask off, on the governor's board, calling for a revolution. What do they need to do for you to lawfully respond? Look at the damage that's been done. Look at the damage that's been done through the apathy and the tolerance of the American people. No one else to blame. Look at the damage that has been done. And folks in this country have the audacity to say that there's nothing that we can do about it. Nope, as I always say, friends, there's nothing you want to do about it. I was talking to a sheriff yesterday. I told him, do you realize that today, less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy 330 million people? Did you know that that's the curse, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28? Did you know that during the foundations of this country, less than 3% of the population, along with 56 signers and 13 colonies, were used by God to establish what we have today? That was the blessing. And here we are. For Americans to give this sort of subversive a free hand deserves not the freedoms in which have been bestowed upon through the sacrifice of others on their behalf. John 15:13. Friends, this isn't a game. We're going to come right back to blasphemy, racing to destruction. We have a priest in New York City. He said that Christ is a lesbian. Christ is gay. He's bisexual, transgender, and he's queer. Whoa, this is the same hippie generation that's in government. No wonder why they're both advocating to their own destruction at the same time, simultaneously. Hour 2 coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.